Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Having a great visit with our good friend Chuck Cadlick, the author of Dow 100,000 Fact or Fiction, founder of communityofliberty.org, which I, organization I encourage you to check out. Also follow Chuck at Forbes.com. He's a frequent contributor, regular contributor, many times a month. Really important work that he's doing on the topic of liberty and things that are helping or hurting our liberty. Chuck, thanks again. I encourage you folks, the unfairness of raising taxes, that's one of them. I encourage you to check that out at Forbes. Also, Christina Romer knows tax hikes will kill the economy. That's an interesting article there on one of President Obama's former aides. Chuck, when I think about the relationship between the government and the people who pay taxes, I think that our government, our elected officials, would be wise to think about wherever they think taxes are coming from, especially the business community. Let's just use that as an example. When they look at the business community, they should think of it like it's the goose that laid the golden egg. Now, if you had a goose that laid the golden egg, Chuck, what would you do? You'd feed it whatever it wanted to have. You'd make sure it was comfortable. You'd make sure it was safe and you know, not too hot, not too cold. And you would catch that egg when it came out as quickly as you could. But you wouldn't require the goose to lay an egg before it was ready, would you? You'd take care of this goose, wouldn't you?
Yes. And you would actually be there to serve the goose.
The goose. Exactly.
And to take care of the goose. Now, the goose, I would say, is more than the business community. It's, in fact, the private sector. It's,
right. Okay, that's a good... You're right. That's a good way to say it. That's right.
It's the free market because even though you target taxes at business people, people who get laid off aren't typically the owner of the business. They're the person who has to work for them. It's the loyal,
right.
Assistant or somebody on the production line, et cetera, et cetera.
But Chuck, we got people who want to starve the goose. We got people who want to squeeze the goose and get an egg out before it's ready. And when they don't realize if they would take care of this goose, it will lay them all the gold eggs that the government needs.
But they believe the government is the center of the economy.
They think the government's the goose, don't they?
They think the government's the goose, and in fact, not only that, they take the eggs from the goose and they feed them to people who don't. Who don't provide anything, right? In fact, they pay them not to work. They pay them not to grow corn and wheat and farm products,
and not to pay taxes, basically, too.
And they pay them not. And so they wonder why unemployment rate has now been over 8% for more than 3 mm-hmm. years. It's because.
So you're saying these problems are not so much economic; they're policy problems.
Their policy. Look, taxes are not the only thing that matters. But they matter, and you can see that not only in the United States, you can also see it in Europe. But I do want to get this one quote in from Christina Romer. Christina Romer was President Obama's first chair of his Council of Economic Advisors, mm-hmm. his first chief economist, if you will. And she wrote an academic paper, very sophisticated, published when she was chair of the council in June of 2010 by the American Economic Review. But here's her conclusion. The behavioral output following these exogenous changes, that is, policy changes, tax changes that weren't triggered by the economy itself, like tax rebates and the like. So the behavior output following these more exogenous changes indicates that tax increases are highly contractionary. The effects are strongly significant, highly robust, and much larger than those obtained using broader measures of tax changes. So the president's own chief economist, while she served him, published academic research.
Is that the reason she wound up leaving, you think?
I don't know, but what's more important is that her research says if the president's budget were implemented and taxes were to go up $100 billion next year, output would fall by 2% below where it otherwise would have been, and more than 800,000 jobs would be destroyed.
Wow. From his own administration.
From his own chief advisor, that's mm-hmm. right. For some reason, this has been ignored by the media. I stumbled across it.
I've heard of this before. You're right, it's not widely known. But I've heard that she said, I mean, I knew about that report when she wrote it. It is out there, and there's no question. I'm glad you brought it to our attention again, Chuck, and I want to thank you for continuing to bring us this important information. Folks, we got to think, you and I are the golden goose. The government should be taking care of us and protecting us, not squeezing us harder. Hey, Chuck, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
All right.
Chuck Cadlick, ladies and gentlemen, communityofliberty.org. Please check out that website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.